In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Ethan Suplee. Welcome to American Glutton. Outside of acting, my two favorite things to do are diet and eat. I have a very complicated relationship with food, and on this podcast, we're going to talk about all of it. Food as entertainment, food as sport, food as fuel. I'll talk to experts and the average person, just like you and me.
I hate to ask you to do anything, but if you're enjoying the show, please take a moment to like, subscribe, rate, review, all of the above on whatever app you're getting it from.
And now for the Q&A.
I've got a question for you from Martin.
Hi, Martin.
Martin says, I've followed your story ever since you were on Two Bears, One Cape. I just have to say, I didn't even know.
Two Bears, One Cape.
Oh, it wasn't.
I don't think I was, you know, that's one of those things where Two Bears, One Cave is Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer's podcast. I did Tom Talks, but it was in the same set at the time that they did Two Bears, One Cave. So I can understand why he would think I was in Two Bears, One Cave, but I was never in Two Bears, One Cave.
Okay. Well, thank you
for bringing
up what it was. I didn't even know what it was. I was like, is this a movie of Ethan's? I don't know.
Listen, Martin, get your podcast straight. Tom Segura has lots of podcasts.
Right. Okay. Well, he has clearly listened to that. And he says, I've also listened to any podcast you've been on since. There are many weight loss coaches on the internet. However, not many are as transparent as you are, which is very cool.
Thanks, Martin.
Yeah. So he says, I wanted to reach out for your help and I'm glad I've got the chance. I've always been between 35 to 40% body fat, eyeball test from comparing myself to others. I've battled with eating disorders and drugs in the past. While doing these bad things, I was able to get down in weight, but I would bounce back even heavier. 5 years ago, I decided to make a change and started going to the gym and doing intermittent fasting. 3 years ago, my daughter was born, and that really gave me motivation. I'm now off all drugs, and I've been working out steadily 3 to 4 times a week for the past 2 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so good. He says, about a year ago, my work was doing really well, and I had some spare time, and I got myself below the obesity BMI the right way. I did it through super clean eating, calorie deficit, intermittent fasting, and very low carbs, along with 5-day-a-week workouts, and I was able to sustain this regimen for about 3 months. I lost close to 40 pounds. However, I was injured at the end of that 3 months, nothing major, but enough to have me stop working out for a few weeks, plus some stressful things at work and home, and I pivoted out of my diet. By the fourth week, I was back to my original weight. It was not all fat because I know I'm stronger now than I ever have been, and my waist size has not bounced back. One thing I noticed during my 3-month cut was actually not gaining any strength in the gym. I was able to put up more reps or more weight. Sorry, he says, I wasn't able to put up more reps or more weight. Now that I've stopped eating super clean, I'm still working out 3 to 5 times a week, and my strength has been gradually increasing. However, my body weight is pretty close to my original weight. If I go back to eating super clean again, I can see the pounds dropping off. However, I'm struggling to keep up with the clean eating. I would like to know what you suggest in pushing myself to a sustainable diet and exercise regimen so that I can ideally be back to before obesity BMI. So,
yeah, there's a lot to talk about.
I know.
Martin,
but
we got so much to discuss, dude. Okay. Where do we start with this? A couple things. So I have tried every version of dieting. I've tried lots of different ways of exercising. I think that my weight is dictated by what I eat, period. It has nothing to do with exercise for me. Every time I tried to have my weight be a reflection of the way I exercise, meaning like I'm going to do X, Y, and Z in the gym in an effort to lose weight, it didn't last. I would be doing things that were unsustainable in the gym. I would be thoroughly exhausting myself, and I would get to a place where I'd go like, oh, I finally got whatever weight I'm at, I want, and I'm unhappy with it, and like I'm not going to work out anymore, and then all this excess weight. So I don't think of the gym as really having much to do with my weight. I will say that depending on where I am or what I'm doing, like if I'm at work, chances are I'm going to be moving a lot. A lot of the times, actors, you are standing all day or walking, even if it's not long distances, there's a lot of movement. I'm not just sitting somewhere usually. And then there can be some days where it's like I sat in my chair almost all day. I didn't hardly move. So based on that, there is a kind of bare minimum of how much movement I want per day, but that's every day forever. There's a minimum I would like to get. I kind of like almost keep track of this with a step count on my phone. If I don't get, you know, and then there will be certain days at work when I don't bring my phone onto set. I leave it in my trailer. And so I gotta like kind of know, like, was I moving enough today to rationalize not needing to go do a little bit of cardio, or was I mostly sedentary? Because I don't have that. But in off work life, if I look at my phone at the end of the day and I've only gotten like 5,000 steps, I go and jump on an elliptical machine just to get my baseline. If I'm in New York, I don't ever think about doing cardio because I'm walking so much. So that's that. That's not why I'm actively going to the gym. There have even been times where I go at the end of the day and I look and I go like, oh, I haven't walked enough today. And I just take my dog on a walk, or I go outside and run around with her in the backyard because I literally just haven't moved enough. That's not exercise for me. Exercise for me is in the gym, lifting weights. And what I'm personally looking for there is just the feeling of accomplishment, the feeling of physical exertion. And, you know, it's almost more for my mental health, I think, than for weight loss. Weight loss for me is what I eat, and weight maintenance for me is what I eat. And so I think there's a tricky thing we can do, which is have a goal, whether that's a number or a body fat percentage or a pair of jeans size. You know, I want to get down to a 32, or, you know, I don't know if I don't actually, I've never been a 32. So I don't know. And maybe when I was a little kid, I was a 32. I don't know what the average size pants a man should wear. I'm a 38. And so that's a good size for me, but that could be like way too big for some normal size dude. The problem I have with that is we do all this work in an effort to get to that. And once we're at that, what are we doing or what is our plan for maintaining that? And so because of those parameters with life, I try to not do anything that is too far outside of the way I'm going to live my life forever. So intermittent fasting. Okay. Some people, like my kid Clementine, doesn't like eating breakfast. She just wakes up, she says food before a certain time of day makes her nauseous. I don't know what's going on with her, but she doesn't like, so she does a quasi version, you know, she's not got a 4-hour feeding window, but she probably has an 8-hour window that she'll eat in, which is like a loose version of intermittent fasting. And she'll probably do that forever. She's not intentionally intermittent fasting to as a form of dieting. I think anything we do where it's like, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, that is very much not the way I'm going to live forever in an effort to lose weight. What happens when you're done losing weight and you're now back to real life? So my version of dieting is just a little bit more barriers. Sorry, my dog Keen is scratching at the door. Slightly more strict version of the way I'm going to eat for the rest of my life. That's it. Because when I'm done dieting, it's not such a huge change. So if in your real life you plan on eating Twinkies and going to McDonald's, and your diet doesn't reflect that, you're not just eating slightly less of that, whatever diet structure you're doing, if it changes really dramatically when you go back to normal life, you're going to see weight come back. I believe that's why you hear these kind of catastrophic numbers of weight regain. Lots of people lose weight. It's really not hard to lose weight for a short period of time. The vast majority of those people, I included for many, many years, gained the weight back because what I was doing in pursuit of weight loss was dramatically different from the way I planned on living the rest of my life. Unfortunately for me, maintaining weight loss means I have to put some effort into the things I put into my body every day for the rest of my life. And I'm okay with that. I wasn't okay with that for a long time. For a long time, I wanted to do short-term keto. I wanted to do, you know, some fucking bananas diet where I'm only eating a few hundred calories a day. But okay, I'll do this for 3 months, I'll lose the weight, and then I'm done. With no thought to the rest of my life, what was more important to me? Losing the weight very quickly, doing something very specific that had nothing to do with the rest of my life, and gaining the weight back every single time, or taking my time a little bit more, doing it slowly, and reorganizing my life so that the way I diet is not very different than the way I live my life. It's just slightly less food. That's it. Now, the foods changed a lot too. I don't go to fast food. I can't say I would never go to fast food, but like, I just don't, and I haven't. And, in the last year, I had one I didn't even have a cheeseburger. I had one hamburger from a fast food restaurant because my wife and mother-in-law went on some trip and came back and were talking about this new fat cheeseburger chain called Freddy's Steak Burgers and saying, like, this is the best thing we've ever had and we love it so much. And they were talking so much about it. And I was like, okay, I've never heard of Freddy's. And this isn't really an advertisement for Freddy's. but like, so they piqued my interest with this. And then I found myself at work in a place that had a Freddy's nearby. And the person came to me and was like, hey, we're going to have a treat today for lunch. We're going to go get all these actors, Freddy's. And there was a part of me that was like, I don't eat fucking fast food. And then there was another part of me that was like,
tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Growing up as a kid, my mom would never let us have real cereal. When I say real cereal, I mean the stuff that you'd find at a normal grocery store. My mom would get us the cardboard shavings at the health food store, and I was always miserable with my cereal. And then I would magically go to my friend's house, and they would have real cereal. And I would be so envious, and I would sit and eat bowl after bowl of delicious frosted goodness, sugary, wonderful stuff. And then I grew up and I was able to buy my own cereal, but that lasted all of 2 minutes because then I started dieting. So cereal left my life entirely. Well, not anymore. Not anymore. Now there's Magic Spoon, which is high protein cereal. My favorite flavor is their peanut butter. It's incredible. Variety pack. Four flavors are cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Only 140 calories a serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar, keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, and soy free. It's incredible. Go to magicspoon.com/glutton and grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code GLUTTON at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/glutton and use the code GLUTTON to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
I want to taste what all the fuss is about. Unfortunately, when the burger got to me, it was ice cold, and so I was like, maybe under other circumstances, this would be fantastic. So that was the only fast food cheeseburger I had in the last year.
Amazing.
So I'm not like, it's not abstinence the way I'm abstinent from drugs and alcohol, but it's pretty damn close. There are real strict guardrails. I don't eat that shit for the most part. 360 days a year, I'm eating, you know, lean protein, veggies, some carbs that aren't super refined, not a lot of processed foods. If I am eating a processed food, it's going to be some high protein processed food, like a whey protein is pretty processed. I have whey protein with water almost every day. That's as processed as I get. Sometimes I'll eat, there are these things called I think it's called a legendary pastry. It looks like a, you know, when we were young, we had these things. They're not Hot Pockets. They're like this.
Looks sweet, like a Pop-Tart.
A Pop-Tart. It looks like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
And they're high protein. And I like this ratio of if the total protein is like a 10 to 1 ratio of the calories or less. So like if you're getting 20 grams of protein and it's under 200 calories, then it's probably okay for me to eat. That's my rule with processed food. And so with those things, you get, I think 20 grams of protein and they're under 200 calories. And so I'll eat that occasionally, but not every day. That's not an everyday thing. You know, these are my guardrails, but the point is I diet in the same way that I'm going to eat for the rest of my life. When I'm not trying to lose fat, my diet doesn't look a whole lot different. It's just a little bit more food. And that way, there's no big shock to my system. I can't sit and eat those high protein Pop-Tarts. I can't overeat those. They're not that good. They're just not. They're pretty fucking good, but I can't eat like four in a row. I can't overeat broccoli. Now, if you throw a bunch of butter or olive oil on it, I can overeat it. I have a difficult time overeating white rice without a fat. I just do. So you give me a cup of white rice, a chicken breast, some vegetable, I'm just not going to overeat that. And that's the way I eat. If you have me on a 500 a day calorie or intermittent fasting or doing keto or any of those things that I am not really honestly going to do for the rest of my life, when I'm done, when I've reached my goal, I'm going to gain that weight back. I have every single time I've tried one of those diets. So I think that's something to really take into consideration when you're trying to lose weight. If you're trying to lose weight by exercising your way out of it, what happens when you stop exercising? What happens when you hurt yourself? Or what happens when you don't have time to do that much cardio in the gym? Or what happens when your body just gets too fatigued? You're going to gain the weight back. If your diet, and I mean diet in the restrictive form, is so different than the way you're going to eat for the rest of your life, what happens when you're done? You're going to gain the weight back. It's got to be as close to real life as possible in order to maintain it. That's why people talk about lifestyle change. Yes, exercise is super beneficial. It's just a good idea to exercise. It's I feel better. I'm healthier. I have a stronger body. There's lots of reasons for me to exercise. Weight loss is not one of them. There are lots of reasons why I have trouble, stop it, team, eating processed foods. They're delicious and I can overeat them with ease. Like, you give me a bunch of like high calorie, low nutrient, delicious foods and I'll just eat too much of them. So like they're out. Those are out, or those are extraordinarily rare. When I think about McDonald's, there's a McDonald's not far from my house. I drive by all the time. Sometimes really oddly, the only time I'm getting home very late at night is when I've had a late flight. And so I'll be tired, usually hungry. I get simultaneous pangs of hunger due to boredom and anxiety, both of which are associated for me with flying on a plane. I just am anxious. I'm anxious about missing the plane. Then I'm anxious about whether the plane's going to crash or not. Not to the point that I need to be medicated or anything, but you know what helps? Eating. I could sit on a plane and eat nonstop. So even there's leftover remnants of that when I'm driving home from the airport or I'm getting a ride home. And every time I'm coming towards my house, we go by this McDonald's and late at night, I see a fucking line of people out there. And I'm like, look at these motherfuckers living their lives. It's midnight and they're queued up at the drive-through McDonald's. And it's one of those big glorious ones that somehow has a double drive-through. Have you seen that? It's wild. Two fucking drive-throughs. The cars are just lined up parallel to each other. And my idea of a good time at McDonald's isn't a McDonald's cheeseburger. That's Like, it's four McDonald's, it's four double cheeseburgers and a double quarter pounder. Did you know they have double quarter pounders? Now, this is something they didn't have when I was a kid. There was no half pound burger at McDonald's when I was a kid. It was a quarter pounder with cheese. Maybe a Big Mac, 20 piece McNuggets, an order of fries, every McNugget sauce they have, because I'm going to put a little bit of different sauces on different burgers. And if I'm feeling really celebratory, I might throw a fillet of fish on there for dessert. I'll never order a McFlurry or an apple pie, although I have had McDonald's hot apple pie and it's delicious. That's not my thing. I'd rather have another cheeseburger than a hot apple pie. That's what McDonald's means to me. There's no universe that I'm satisfied getting a calorically correct order from McDonald's. So guess what? McDonald's is fucking out. Stop it, teen. Teen, I'm so sorry. Chad, keep all this in because it's maybe entertaining for Paige. Teen, come here. So that's the problem for me that I see. And I'm so impassioned on this because these are the traps that I was in on my hamster wheel of weight loss for so long. I want to do a diet. What fucking plan can I do that's so foreign from the way I'm going to live my life that it will actually take weight loss, that it will take weight off? Okay, I'm going to do this 3 months. I'm going to lose a shitload of weight. And guess what? Every single time I gained the weight back. Every single time. I did bicycle riding. Like, I was like a fucking professional amateur bicycle rider. I wore spandex. I rode my bike 8 hours a day. I got fucking lean as hell the minute I stopped riding my bike every day, because my wife said, like, listen, bucko, we're not wealthy. You have to go work. I gained the weight back. These are the problems with not like really reorganizing your diet forever, for the rest of your life. Not for 3 months, not for 6 months, forever. And
planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's just what I'd say on that. And finally, if you're not putting a huge amount of fuel into your body, it's very, very hard to get stronger, to have more endurance, to make your muscles bigger. It's not, that's, these are kind of the pitfalls. When I am cutting, which I don't do much of, but when I am, I don't expect to get stronger while I'm doing that. There are scientific studies that say that some people can. Fine, I'm not one of them. It's not what I'm looking for. What I'm looking to do by going to the gym while trying to lose weight at the same time is, one, preserve the muscle that I have. Because if your body doesn't use it, your body's going to get rid of it. If you're not letting your body know, hey, this muscle is necessary then when you're depriving your body of energy, your body is going to go like, let's get rid of some of this muscle. And so it will consume it. But if you do resistance training, your body thinks like, well, your body doesn't know you're in a gym. Your body thinks you're out in the woods fucking foraging for food, right? And so it goes like every day or three times a week, he puts himself through this hard physical thing. We can't get rid of that. He won't be able to do the hard physical thing, which obviously he needs to do to survive, right? So that's number one. Number two, I feel better when I leave the gym. That's it. I feel better. Those are the two reasons I work out while I'm dieting. If you want to get a lot stronger, you got to put enough fuel in your body that it can do a little bit more. And if you're putting less fuel in your body than you need, it's going to be really, really hard to get stronger. So that I would just say, like, what is your priority? Is your priority fat loss? Is your priority muscle preservation? Or is your priority building tissue, building strength, building endurance? In order to achieve those latter things, you're going to have to put more fuel into your body than it needs to just survive. And usually, not so much with endurance, but for sure with like building muscle, building strength, I've not seen anybody do that without a bunch of steroids or gaining some fat. I tried to do they called it a massing cycle, where I'm intentionally eating enough to get stronger, to build bigger muscles. And it was just not good for my mental health. I was eating more, I was gaining weight, maybe a little bit of muscle, definitely strength, and also fat. And I was like, I don't need more muscle. What the fuck do I need more muscle for? I'm a giant guy. I'm a really big guy anyway. I don't need to get bigger. There's no amount of muscle I could build. Literally, I'd be 600 or 700 pounds of muscle in order to stretch out all my loose skin. So that's off the table. So what do I want out of exercise? I want to preserve the muscle that I have. And now when I'm maintaining my weight, I can get stronger. You don't have to, you know, it's so slow. It's so slow. You see these like 25-year-old genetic freaks who are probably on a ton of steroids and drugs, and they're putting on muscle really quick. That's not for me. That's not mentally or physically healthy for me. I'm not doing that. I am happy to make tiny, tiny, intangible improvements every day. I want to just improve myself every day. Just getting to the gym is an improvement. Just doing a little bit of exercise is an improvement. It doesn't mean I'm getting so much stronger, but I guarantee you at the end of the year, I'll be a little bit stronger than I was at the beginning of the, but I'm talking about looking at the year, not looking at 30 days, not looking at a week, not looking at these tiny little bits of time. Come here, team. Those are my pleas to you to think about like the way you're going about this, so that one little hiccup doesn't send you back to the beginning. Do things so that if you do, God forbid, get hurt, get thrown out of the gym, the weight doesn't all come back. If your eating plan in an effort to lose weight was pretty much the same as what you were going to do for the rest of your life, and possibly some big changes have to be made, and you just have to go like, what am I actually willing to do forever? This is not a short-term thing. I think you'll find more success long-term.
Ethan, this is so good what you're saying. And especially, I mean, I know we started off here just with Martin, but I just want to say, I know from myself, from people I'm talking to, from this time of year, right? We're currently, whenever this question gets aired, I don't know, but we're, you know, mid-December and everyone's starting to think about, oh my God, next year. And what am I going to do? What diet am I going to do? How am I going to lose this weight? But just you emphasizing it's like, what are you going to do for the rest of your life is so, it's so vital and so helpful. And it's just, I don't know. It's just a cycle. I mean, you went through it. There's so many people that have gone through this cycle of losing and gaining it back, losing and gaining it back, da, 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 and these short-term things. So I'm appreciative of everything you're saying. I just feel like so many people who write in and who I know, you know, from experience, I know everybody has to find this for themselves. You know what I mean? Hard to not think about just like, how can I get it off and get it off fast and blah, blah. But statistics show it's going to come back.
It comes back. No. Yeah. I just want to wear this pair of pants. Great. Kill yourself to get into those pair of pants. And let's see how long you stay wearing that pair of pants. You know what I mean? Versus like, I'm going to, my goal is just lifestyle change. Just make that the goal. Like, what can I do today in pursuit of changing my life? To get it to a place where I'm happy, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, that place is pursuit of lifestyle change, pursuit of enhancement, pursuit of bettering myself every day. That's the place. Mm-hmm. What am I doing today to make my life better? That's it. It's not about a pair of pants. It's not about a waistline or a weight on a scale. If you're being really honest with yourself and you create some structure that is about constant daily improvement, you'll get to a place. And then let's be honest, if you have some hidden standard in your mind of like, these pair of pants will make me happy, largely you'll be disappointed. I was always disappointed. I got to 212 pounds and was disappointed. Right. I got to 250 pounds and was disappointed. Like those things are fleeting. But I'll tell you what I do feel good about: improving myself every day. Every day that I go to bed knowing I did something to improve myself. That's cool. I feel good about that. You know what I mean? Like fucking nailed today. Great. What am I going to do tomorrow? That's my fucking baseline. That's what I'm trying for.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin.
Yeah, good luck to you, Martin. And let us know how you do. Ethan, thank you for that inspo, short for inspiration, if you're wondering. And anybody else who's got a question, send it to us. The email address is hello@AmericanGlutton.net.
Thanks for listening to this episode of American Glutton. I'm Ethan Suplee. You can follow us on Instagram @AmericanGluttonPodcast. Sincerely.